Imagine trying to paint a musical portrait of Mexico. You might start with an accordion, guitars, some brass. You might not think to include a string quartet. The Kronos Quartet has released a CD called Duevo, and with the help of producer Gustavo Santaolalla, they tried to make a cello, two violins, and a viola express what they saw and heard on the streets of Mexico. We invited Gustavo and Kronos violinist David Harrington to tell us about the project. David said for him it started with an unforgettable visit years ago.
My family was walking down this very crowded street in Mexico City, and all of a sudden I heard this beautiful sound. I thought it was a great violin player, and so we kind of followed the sound, and as I got closer and closer, the sound got more and more different from any violin that I'd ever heard. And pretty soon, there we were, right next to this man, and what he was playing was a leaf. I think the fact that someone can take an object that most of us think of as, it belongs on a tree or a vine or something, and turn it into a musical experience that stops you right in your steps and you have to listen to this. It's so poignantly beautiful. To me, that's really the definition of the kind of musician I would like to be.
Did you go down to Mexico with Gustavo? How did you collaborate on this?
For me, this record is so much a part of a lot of people. It doesn't belong to me or anybody. It belongs, it certainly involves a lot of listening over many years.
My experience with Mexico started around 15 years ago, and I fell in love with the place. I felt it's just such a magical place. And I think, we share that love for the place and the culture, and that was a kind of a starting point of the project.
You say, Gustavo, that it's such a magical place, and I think one of the cuts on the CD that I think has a really dreamy kind of otherworldly quality is the cut titled The Festival for the Holy Mother of Guadalupe.
The first time I ever heard those voices, it was on a recording from the Explorer series and recorded by David Lewiston in the 1970s. And this was from a church in Oaxaca, Mexico. I wanted Kronos to become a part of that festival and that celebration and that sound.
And what's going on in that festival? Can you just describe?
There are a number of people that are singing and talking and playing music with these very beautiful and kind of quiet instruments.
Is it chanting?
It's praying.
It's praying, yes.
This isn't exactly the kind of music that most Americans would associate with Mexico. I think Nacho Verduzco is more typical of what Americans might expect from Mexican music. Tell us a little bit about this cut.
You know, there had to be certain sounds, and one of them was the accordion and the large guitar.
The guitarrón.
As far as I'm concerned, John has become an accordion player, and Jennifer has become a guitarón, and Hank is also playing the drums in addition to the offbeats.
And David has become a drunk singer.
Can you point that out in this piece?
Okay.
So you can hear now the violin, which is kind of the singer. And the counter, parts of the answers to that is that's kind of accordion, hurdy-gurdy,
And hear those low beats, that's the guitarrón.
Yeah, and that's actually the cello, but you know, just octave down. We did a lot of processing in the record, in some of the tracks, like in this one in particular. But this track was very important for us because Chalino Sanchez is, you know, considered the creator of the narcorrido, which is basically the corridos, which came from the revolutions, but taken by, you know, newer generations, and actually now describing, as you know, corridos are kind of chronicles, describing life in the border between Mexico and the United States.
These are anti-authoritarian kind of ballads, right, that were popular back in the revolution when they would sing about heroes of the revolution. Now they're singing about narco traffickers.
They're singing about drug dealers, and they're singing about, you know, usually their encounters with police. I mean, it's a very violent scene, and we thought that it was very important to include a composer that came from there, and Chalino is, for us, the guy, which actually, you know, I mean, had a life very much in tune with that type of music that he played and that type of songs that he wrote. Actually, he got killed on stage, right? Yeah, he got shot.
You know, you really fooled me in that piece. I thought there was an accordion in that piece, but that's really a violin or a viola.
Well, that's, I mean, the best compliment that you could get. That's a violin, believe it or not. Hmm.
That's one of the musical things that we wanted to accomplish in Nuevo, was we wanted to be able to turn each member of Kronos into many different instruments and instrumentalists.
Let's take a listen to this one, and you tell me what you're doing here.
Well, it's music of Juan Garcia Esquivel.
Miniskirt.
And who was he?
Well, I think Esquivel was one of the great musicians of the last part of the 20th century. And I think that he, perhaps more than anyone else I can think of, envisioned the recording studio as an instrument for musicians to explore the world of music.
That Farfisa organ that you hear, that's the quartet, actually. It's running through amplifiers with tremolos and all sorts of processing, but it's the quartet, you know.
Thanks very much, David and Gustavo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Violinist David Harrington and producer Gustavo Santaolalla, they collaborated on the new CD by the Kronos Quartet titled Nuevo.